Welcome to the Team EF Coaching Cycling Performance Podcast, where we take information from the highest level of sport and make it accessible for all cyclists. I'm your host, Zach Morris, and in this episode, I'm sitting down with an interesting young rider, some would refer to as a rookie. They're calling them the rookies around this camp. We're coming to you from the Girona team camp where we're kicking off the year, Mr. Archie Ryan. Archie, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you're coming through the Jumbo Visma development program. Seemed from the outside looking in, I know a couple guys like Colby Simmons on that program, a couple of them. Seemed like a pretty organized U23 program. What was that setup like?
Oh, it was amazing. It was a dream to be part of quite a special team, you know. I'd say organizers, you know, being nice, probably more professional than a lot of World Tour teams, I'd say, you know. The Diva team of Jumbo, which is, you know, one of the top teams out there. So it was really cool to be a part of that.
You guys won a lot.
We did. We did really well. It was a great bunch of lads and we all worked actually really, really well together. And we got along great. And I'm lucky enough to call most of them friends for life.
Cool. That's awesome to hear. So for the North American audience, you're going to be kind of a new name. Right, maybe in the you're from Ireland, right?
I'm from Ireland. Yeah.
Yep. So who's Archie Ryan? What kind of rider are you?
What kind of rider I am? I'm a small guy, so I'm a climber. I like anything with a hill, preferably. I'd be a climber.
More of a climber.
Yeah.
But you can kind of get up there in those one day races as well. They're a little bit rolling. It looks like.
Yeah. Look. Doesn't matter if it's one day or a stage race. If it's got a hill in it, I quite enjoy that sort of thing.
So how old are you?
I am 22. I turned 22 recently.
So this was your...
Feeling old.
This was your last year in U23.
Yeah.
You finished up... What was your last race of the year there?
Oh, God. It was San Daniele 1.2 in Italy.
Yeah, so you got a second place on the line, right?
No, I won that, actually.
Oh, you won that
one? Yeah.
Okay.
The one before, I was second on the line.
Which race was that?
That was Lombardia
U23. Lombardia
U23. Yeah.
Right, so you won the next day or something?
Yeah, 2 days later.
Oh, nice.
Made up for it.
So what was your U23 career like if you were to kind of wrap it up as a rider?
Well, it was really up and down. It was lots of lows and a couple highs. I spent a lot of it injured with knee injury. So first year was COVID year where the whole of COVID I wasn't training because I was injured. There wasn't any race to be doing anyway. Maybe a blessing in disguise. And then I got racing by the end of the year and I got some decent results in what races there were for U23s. There weren't many.
Yeah.
And then I spent 21 injured, had a good, had a good 22, I think. Yeah. Had a good 22. And then this year I was injured again until August.
Okay.
And then I started racing in August this year. So most times when I go racing, I've been decent, but I spent a lot of time off the bike. So it was quite some lows as well.
What kind of injuries have you been dealing with?
Just a lot of knee injuries. So just kept on coming back. And I've been working on the gym to get it right.
Same injury
every time. But thankfully, it seems to be under wraps now.
Okay.
With a lot of thanks to the EF team for that.
Yeah,
big time.
Okay, what have you been doing? Who have you been working with?
Matt, the Cairo.
Rabin.
Yeah, Matt Rabin.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's brilliant. Yeah, he's fast.
He's good. We're doing a series of videos with him tomorrow. Should be good.
Oh, yeah, you should watch him. He's a funny man.
Yeah, total legend. Last year, I had an arm wrestling match with Rabin.
I've heard about this.
Ben just about ripped my shoulder out of the socket coming from the side, doing a cheeky little pull. Oh, man, I felt my shoulder for like 2 months after that arm wrestling. Think about Ben every time. But yeah, Raven's a beast. Good guy, too. So
fantastic.
You must have had a few options, right? Like when you were looking at teams to turn pro. What was your, like, why EF?
EF's always been a team I've been looking up to since I was a kid. I would have been a big cycling fan as a kid. Been racing since I was 11 or so. And you look at EF and it is a fan favorite team for sure. Everyone knows that. And you see the guys like Ben, they get a lot of opportunities, young guys, and it's really cool. And it's a place where I thought, yeah, I can develop there and do well.
The opportunity to come and race with your buddy Ben have anything to do with it? You two are pretty close,
sure.
Right?
Sorry?
You two are pretty close, right?
Yeah, we're good friends. We're quite good friends. So it's really cool to be with him here in this team.
Yeah. He says that JV went through his close friends on Instagram and just signed the fastest ones. Do you think there's any truth to that?
Well, it could be. There's me and Lucas there, you know, right. And D-Raf as well. So we got a good little group here.
So what do you think, you know, having your close buddies in a super professional team like this, what kind of environment do you think that creates for you guys?
Oh, mate, it's really cool. It's like we're just back home in Girona, you know, just hanging out all the time. So it's great.
How do you think that'll affect your performance in the races? Like, do you think that's an advantage?
For sure. Sure it's an advantage because we know each other really, really well. We hang out all the time. We can tell each other exactly how we feel and what we think, you know? There's no period of, oh, I don't know this guy, I can't say this to him, you know?
Yeah.
We're instantly, you know, get along great. So there's no problems there, you know?
And then when it comes to, like, going to the sword, you'll all turn yourselves inside out for one another,
exactly.
Right?
You will always give extra for genuine friends.
Yeah.
And I think that's rare to come by as well, you know? It's not just some teammate, you're like, oh, I don't really like this guy. Which obviously you still give 100%, but you give that bit extra, you know? You try that bit harder that you couldn't squeeze out for someone you don't like.
Right. Someone you don't like. No, but you'd still genuine, do. Yeah, you know? I get it. Yeah, no, it's 100% true, right? Like, when it's like a family member.
Yeah, no, yeah, 100%. 100%.
That's cool. So talk to me about what you want to do this year in the World Tour. Like, have you thought about what kind of rider you want to be and some small and long-term objectives throughout the season that you'd like to kind of tick off?
I'm not sure yet. I'm still pondering in my head of what I want to try and do. Obviously, you know, I like to take opportunities when I can get them. But also I'd love to help the big boys out when I can and learn from the best.
Who are the big boys?
Well, when you look at the big boys, it must be Richie, Ben, Hugh, Chavez, you know, and all the boys I can help in the hilly races. I think that'd be really cool and try and learn from them.
Right. So we were having a debate on the last podcast with Ben.
Right.
Who's faster, you or Ben?
In what?
On a bike.
I'll beat him in the sprint. He will actually say, yeah, Archie will beat him in the sprint. We did a ride where I was doing sprints. It must have been August or something. We did like four sprints and it wasn't good for him.
Yeah. Who's a better rider overall?
Oh, Ben, of course.
Really?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Conflicting opinions. He said you.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. That's bullshit.
He said you're a guy that maybe he could take right now, but in a couple of years he's somebody that
that's Ben being far too humble.
You know, he's good. What a season he had, eh?
Oh, amazing.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But I mean, you grew up with him. What was it like racing with him growing up? Like, was he always that dominant, or is
something
he really
grow
grew
up
into?
Him.
No.
No, didn't. I only met him when I was junior. Yeah, junior. I think junior worlds I met him for the first time.
But you would have been what, 17?
Yeah.
So that was already like, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, so we grew up in a sense. Yeah, sure. Sure. No, I mean, so I've known him for a long, long time. And it's cool to see how we've both developed. And obviously, he's just gone so far.
Right.
And really broken through. It's really, really cool.
Yeah. So do you think in any way that kind of makes it easier for you?
Sure. I guess he's created some sort of pathway, which... we can all, not just me, not just because whatever, that any guy can look up to and be like, oh, geez, if he can do it, you know, maybe someone else can, you know?
Yeah. Well, for me, I thought it was pretty inspiring this year, like to see him take on the big dogs, you know what I mean? Like to ride Pidcock off the wheel and, you know, be kind of duking it out with Remco on the big stage. I think it was kind of an entry to the new generation, right? Because how many guys are there like Ben who are like, almost equally as talented as Ben, but just never make it work in the World Tour, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I guess Ben's just super willing to try. You know, you can tell by the way how aggressive he is and how he races. You know, he's not scared to take them on, which is so cool, isn't it?
I kind of feel like you're kind of a similar rider to that. When I look at, you know, some of your race results and just the little clips of you racing that I've watched... What was the World Tour race? Was it World? No, it wasn't World Tour. You did a race there with against Carapaz and race was that? It was pretty spicy there.
Slovakia? No, it wasn't Slovakia. It was
It was right before Lombardia.
Luxembourg, that's it.
Yeah. So that was where I really started to kind of watch you. I think I'd already knew that we had were signing you or had already signed you. I can't recall timeline, but you were in the mix of the race, and it was hot. Like it was full gas, and all the big guys, like you were saying, the big guys, you were in there going toe to toe with all the top guys on our team, right? And a lot of the top guys in the world. Was that your first experience in a scenario like that, or have you been in other races at that level?
I would have done a mixed team race or two the year before, which I was okay into. But yeah, it was super cool to do that against EF in Luxembourg and see what I could try and do, you know? It was really good just to compare myself and see where I'm at.
Where were you at?
God, I think I was sixth or something. But I felt really good that day. It was, I think Ben won that day, actually. Mm. That's what happened. Funnily enough. God, we're talking a lot about Ben, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Is this podcast about Ben and Archie?
Welcome to Ben Healy's podcast. Not with him. No, it was a super good day. I had good legs. Got the opportunity from the team to just go for it. And it was Healy final. And tried to bring Ben back, but I couldn't. Because this guy's just too good.
Right. So when I say like, obviously you were sixth on the results sheet, right? But how did you feel in that environment with the level of racers you're going to be competing against next year, all year, and some of the guys you're going to be expected to outperform? How did you feel there?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I say like, I haven't really done that before. Might have got the odd result the year before that was similar, but... that was for sure the biggest race, in terms of not just like it was a 1.1 or 2.1 or whatever, but of the field as well. You know, it was a toughie, in terms of who was there, Carapaz and whatnot. So it was, yeah, like I said before, it's cool to compare where I'm at and see that I'm somewhat capable and at that level.
Right. So when you look at the season coming up in 2024, have you got your calendar yet?
I do.
Right.
So as of 10 minutes ago, I haven't really processed it yet. Right. Honestly, I'm not sure I could recall.
No, it's fine. But what I'm wondering is, looking at your calendar, right, is there anything, you said you just got it 10 minutes ago, are there any races that jump out to you right away? Like, oh, that's a race I'd like to perform well at.
A race I've always loved is Itzulia.
Right, oh, it's a hard race.
That'd be really cool, and I would have thought Richie would be going. I have no idea, but that'd be really cool to go there with a guy like him or one of the others, you know, and just see how they do it, you know. Super super hard race. Probably gonna regret wanting to go there.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, what do you like about that race? Because
I raced for a Basque junior team as a first year junior.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So okay. I just love racing Basque country. It's really fun. Time of my life.
So, because it's all hilly.
Yeah, all hilly, great people, you know, great area, mountains, it's just fantastic.
Yeah. So you started racing at what age?
I would have been under 11. Under 11, yeah, I started racing.
Oh, dude, so you, like, came up through the whole, like, federation program. And
yeah.
You're kind of like a groomed athlete.
Somewhat.
From day one.
Somewhat.
So when did you first start racing for, like, the national team?
I think my first, not till juniors.
Okay.
Junior Worlds, probably.
Right. Did you race first year?
Yeah.
Yeah, and second year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was both weren't very good, but I was there.
Nah, but I mean, you know, you're in the system and going through the ropes. Interesting. So Basque Country, I mean, I wasn't expecting you to be like, that's the race I want to, you know, really perform well at. What? Anything else? Any other races standing out to you on the calendar?
TDU up around the corner, that'd be cool. I think that'd be really cool. It seems like a fun race, you know. Interesting way to start the year.
Are you going fast right now, or what's your form like?
I would say I'm definitely not going fast right now. I've no idea where I'm at. I haven't really started doing proper efforts, and probably should since it's a month away, but
right. So, I mean, that'll be interesting, right? I think that race tends to be like a tone setter for a lot of guys throughout the year.
Yeah.
You know, some guys just go there and like take form, but I think that model's kind of gone, right? Like post COVID, the level's just so much higher all year. And it seems like nobody takes holidays anymore. And everybody just stays like 2 weeks out from peak performance all season. So it'll be interesting this year, now that all of the post-COVID dust has settled and things are organized and everybody seems to be in a rhythm, how that race goes. But also be interesting to see how you do on Wollonga.
Yeah, no, it'd be really cool. Really cool just to go there and see what the crack is. Yeah, I think it's a good course. Hilly enough. Should be hot. Hopefully coming from home at Christmas when it's 0 degrees, won't be too much damage on the body.
Yeah.
But yeah, it should be sweet. Should be a great experience. I think we got a good little crew of guys going, so it should be a fun trip at least.
How's all the new kit?
Oh, it's brilliant. Yeah. So cool. Gear's cool, bike's cool. Can't complain.
Yeah, do you think the System 6 is a good bike for you?
Oh mate.
Sorry, that Super 6. The
Super 6 is really cool. Really, really cool. Perfect for me being a climber and whatnot.
Nice. And the aero helmet. The aero helmet's going to be perfect for you then too, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I quite like the Ventral.
Yeah, that's a nice helmet. It is for climbing or for going aero.
Yeah,
obviously,
exactly.
I was joking about the aero helmet, but I was talking to the guys from Pawk, and they were like, well, how you would use it on a mountain stage is you'd have all the domestiques protecting the GC rider with the aero helmet.
Yeah, I can see that working.
Yeah.
I can see that working. Yeah. Obviously, when you're going 20K up a climb, you're like, fuck, need some ventilation.
Right.
But I can see if a man's sitting on the front all day and it's not too hot, he'd probably benefit, wouldn't he?
Yeah, for sure.
Or a long-range breakaway or whatever, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
It's easy gains.
How's your time trial, speaking of aero?
Not great. I think I rode my TT bike 3 times this year.
Really?
Which wasn't the plan. I was going to do a big TT focus, but the old knee flared up and that was a priority, unfortunately.
Well, you seem like you could be a guy that like could do GC one day, right? So
I would like to do GC one day, but I am very unproven in time trials and haven't quite performed in them.
Do you want to change that?
I would like to change it. I would like to actually, that was the plan this year, was to work hard on it, actually. But like I said, I didn't.
Super Slice is a good bike, though.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
Yeah, you have a good super TT fast bike to ride. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a great little aero team behind us as well. So I'm excited to see how I can improve in that discipline.
Yeah, I think you're in a really good environment to develop your TT. I think we've, like Andreas and Shep have done so much work with Bissiger.
Yeah.
And a lot of the other guys as well. But obviously, everybody knows Bissiger is a good time trialist. So. You know, if you want to ride GC, you know this, but that's...
Yeah. It's part of the game.
Part of the game.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see how Mr. Archie Ryan evolves his time traveling this year. Cool. So I think that's all we have time for today, guys. Archie's got a busy schedule, and we gotta let him get to dinner or whatever is next for him. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode. Be sure to stay on the lookout for Archie Ryan in the 2024 season, because he's going to be at the front end, the pointy end of the race. Thanks, Archie.
Thanks very much, guys.